B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
You gotta be failing me. What is the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
Stop yourself off. What? Westbrook just tweeted something out. Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it.
Westbrook is still harping on the party like 4 years ago. He goes, I just heard that Ty Johnson news was at the party you didn't invite me to. Ridiculous. Come on, man.
My response.
Come on, Brian. Brian was too big at that time for me to say, come to my lowly party. I didn't know Brian like that back then.
I didn't think so. And I told Brian, it's hard out there in these streets. It's hard out there. It's hard. What you want?
We'll be at this one.
Brian's going to be the first person at the damn party greeting people.
There you go.
The next party. How's that?
That's right.
In fact, I'm going to name it the Mike Party featuring Brian Westbrook.
That'll there you go.
There. There you go.
All right. 610-771-9705. Let's get to the calls.
The stories that are going on about he can't have Foles here because it'll upset Wentz. He'll be looking over his shoulder, blah, blah, blah. This is so ridiculous. If Foles wants to stay here, pay the man, let him be the backup. I can't worry about whether Wentz's feelings are going to be hurt or not. I'm more worried about the Eagles.
Yeah, well, you're not worried about the Eagles because you can't pay a backup $20 million and your starter $8 million. It's just not feasible. So, sir, sorry, you're wrong.
Does anyone in America have more job security than Carson Wentz? He's always been the anointed one despite having a career losing record against teams with a winning record. The most successful postseason quarterback in Eagles history is available right now. And all through the 2018 postseason, I heard the majority of callers and hosts say that even if Foles won back-to-back Super Bowls, he needs to leave this offseason for the sake of Carson's mental health. Ridiculous.
There it is, the Folesian Illuminati. Coming out. That's your squad, Ty.
Yeah. Oh, I don't want anything bad to ever happen to those guys. But if they could just all, like, lose their phones. Like, just lose their phones and have to go to the Apple store and pay top price for a new one, I'd be very pleased. How about that?
Like, the thing that really gets me about this whole Carson Wentz story is that you have two groups of people that are anti this article. And it's really pretty simple. The one group is the apostles and disciples of Carson, right? And there's a lot of those people, you know them. They're the anti-Folesian society type. And the other group is the traditional, quote-unquote, traditional print media guys. You know, that's what it is. And it's really funny to listen to both factions.
It is. Somebody just sent me, I just saw this tweet that was from the author of the story, Joe Sanliquido. And I don't know when, October 18th, 26th of October. It amazes me the blind loyalty Wentz engenders from what I thought I would never say, the Eagles Stepford fans. Well, that's why he ripped that off me. But he is Captain Carson. He walks on water to the millions in Eagle land. He never won an NFL playoff game. He's still not Brady, Montana, or Elway. Not yet. Well, he's kind of slanting his views right there in this one tweet. All right. Not good.
Can I explain something to you people that want to bring Nick Foles back? With Carson Wentz, if the GM has $100 to pay 52 guys, they can't give $60 to Carson Wentz and to Nick Foles and pay the rest of the guys with the rest of the money. Nick doesn't even want to come back. He did his time. He did amazing. He wants to go be a starter. Carson Wentz is our franchise.
I don't know if he wants to be a starter. Maybe he doesn't. Who knows? Maybe he would take less money to stay here as a backup. I don't know. I'm just saying that at his current contract, at $20 million, you can't keep him. If you're going to have the one guy as the starter, you can't have the other guy make $20 million as a backup. Not feasible. You're right, to the salary cap alone.
If Carson Wentz being labeled by someone or a group of people as being selfish and all about himself, you know, being a first-round pick, What would they label Markelle Fultz?
I don't know. What would they label him? Legler had a good point. I didn't even bring that up today. It does kind of bother me that he's on the bench yucking it up like nobody business. You know, you gotta wear a crown of thorns, man. You really do.
I just read the Philly Voice article on Carson Wentz, and now not only is Wentz injury prone, now he's a prima donna. Mike, I'll take the proof of Super Bowl MVP who he rallies around any day.
Well, you let one article taint you on Carson Wentz because you wanted to be tainted. You're obviously a Foles fan from the jump.
Hey, Mike. It looks like L.A. got the better quarterback out of the draft. They got a guy who's about to win the Super Bowl. We got a guy who already acts like he's won the Super Bowl. If somebody tell Howie, vanilla is always better than chocolate.
Well, we'll see next year how good Carson Wentz is as opposed to Jared Goff. The Rams have a pretty good team. I'm not so sure they're going to win a Super Bowl, though.
Go, Mikey Mess. You know, everybody watched a lot of football last weekend, you know. And I'm not coming at this as, like, a Cowboy hater or a Tony Romo hater. But, Tony, enough with the overdoing it of calling the future and giving us the X's and O's of a play before it even happens. I love football, but I really don't need the X's and O's shoved down my throat.
That last call had to be the thinnest minority call ever. Like, if you would poll 100,000 people that would watch that game, 99,999 would tell you that Romo was outstanding, and then there's that one guy.
Your coach is a creep who got suspended for a year for putting bounties out on other players. Their players made fun and try to diminish our Super Bowl win last year. And frankly, their fans are obnoxious, and that Superdome is obnoxious. I'm glad the official threw the Saints.
What's so obnoxious about the Superdome? They're normal fans. What's wrong with them?
You know, I don't like those fans either.
What's wrong? What's wrong with the Who Dads?
They don't win enough for all that talking. That one Super Bowl. How long ago now?
Yeah, they're having fun.
I don't want
there.
Eagles fans still talking trash.
It's a party atmosphere down there. Let them have their way. They've had a rough time down there, bro.
They did.
No, man. Sports is like their buoy.
You're rooting for Drew Brees. Get out of here with that.
No, it always comes down to your hate for Drew Brees.
That's right.
Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Got enough beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
See you later.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.